I've held it all inward. Lord knows I've tried. It's an awful awakening in a country boy's life. To look in the mirror in total surprise at the hair on your shoulders and the age in your eyes. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife.
Welcome back. Don Williams, little Amanda. That goes out to my awesome, beautiful daughter-in-law that gave me my awesome, awesome, unbelievable grandson, Hendrix Easy. Welcome back, everybody, to The Bunker. Your host, Ray I, with Matty G, the Vogler Vogler. Tiny Tim's joining us, the Thinking Woodsman. Yes, indeed.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome back, everybody. Having a great Saturday morning. We just did our media hunt, and we're going to talk a little bit. We continue to do a little bit of fall turkey hunting seminar type thing, and you shot a Mossberg. Tell us about the gun that you used on the hunt. And by the way, what did you do with that gun? Did you shoot a turkey?
I killed a turkey.
Yes, indeed.
Ozark Gobbler.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a 12-gauge pump and that ghost ring.
Sights
yeah, system. It's the rear sight on the gun is kind of concentric circles, and boy, that bird walked out from behind a bush. It was easy because there's a fiber optic pin on the end of the gun. Just line up the fiber optic pin with the ghost ring, and squeeze the trigger, and that bird dropped
during the media hunt. And you know, I've got a lot of information in from a lot of you hunters because on Facebook one time or something, I posted my Mossberg, which has a scope, and a lot of you said, "Well, what are you doing with a scope for turkey hunting?" And I want to address that real quick. He had the open sights, you had the ring. And this particular gun here, I'm going to hold it up for you right here. Oops, I'm around the... hang on a minute, I'm around the thing. Oh. Thank you, Matty G. As you can see, Mossberg 930 in the camo, and it has the Nikon scope. And what that does, us older hunters and American hunters are aging, you can do much better with a low-power scope. Now, this is very low power. It's not magnification like a deer rifle. You can actually see the end of the barrel. But what that does is that was sighted in with the center densest part of the pattern. Shoot it at 20 yards, then move the crosshairs to the densest part of the pattern. You don't miss with that gun. With these old eyes, I can't see the sights anymore on these open sights. Yep. We used to shoot just a plain gun, but just down the barrel. I can't hardly do... Vogler, Vogler, you're so noisy today. But with this scope, you make fun all you want. This really works, and especially in open country. When I went to Kansas and Iowa and places like that, and even out in Wyoming, the scope is absolutely awesome. And what you can do as a turkey hunter, if you're hunting the timber, is keep it sighted in close. Mm-hmm. And then if you're going to go out to the west, you can, with these scopes, you can sight your pattern in to go out further ranges, out 40.
Give you
50.
A little more reach.
Absolutely. Now, this other gun is a 20-gauge. And for older hunters, that's something I highly recommend. Rob Keck's been hunting with a 20-gauge for years. Now, which makes this 20-gauge even better. It's a little Mossberg pump. See it there? It has an Indian Creek choke tube. This 20-gauge shoots right up there with this 12-gauge, out 40, almost 45 yards. It's unbelievable the pattern this thing shoots.
That's quite a reach with a 20-gauge.
And it's so light. It is so light and easy to carry. And Rob Keck has been hunting, like I said, with a 20-gauge for a lot of years. And that's we did a lot of hunts all over the country, and he smoked them everywhere we went. You couldn't tell the difference between his kills and our kills, and he's using a 20-gauge. But for us older hunters, and especially you cameramen that's packing extra equipment, you need to go with this 20-gauge. It's a great turkey gun. You may have a bad shoulder, things like that. No recoil. So we take this 20-gauge from Mossberg and give it to our kids to hunt with, and they don't flinch. They're not scared because once they shoot it, they realize that it's not going to kick them. That's pretty cool.
Well, and that light gun is so cool because how many times you've been stuck with birds watching you? You got to reposition and you're stuck there. You're kind of handcuffed with where the gun is. You got to keep it up, and you got to wait till they get within range or clear a tree. And a little bit of weight goes a long way when you got to hold it.
I'm trying to see the model number on this from Linda. Linda Powell from Mossberg provided the guns for the media hunt and the kids and stuff. And with my eyes, I can't see it. I don't know if you can see that or not, Tim, if you can see a model number on that. But that's a little pump gun, little 20-gauge with an Indian Creek choke tube. And it is unbelievable the way that gun patterns. That's all you need. And it's a great turkey gun. So that's one of the things you older dudes can do, like me, is change a little bit, you know. Fix yourself up where you can, because I just cannot see these sights anymore. My eyes are bad, and I can't line up good, and I'll miss turkeys once I put the scope on here. And the other thing, you all have been asking about the lighted sights, the dots and stuff. And those do work well, but it's another thing that could go wrong, because batteries go dead, they get bumped, things get messed up. And this particular gun with this scope, with this Nikon, this thing, as you know, Vogelvager, has been all over the world. This has been everywhere, and it's been in trucks and on four-wheelers and horses and in airplanes, and it continues to shoot just unbelievable.
You've never been gentle on any of the equipment.
No, that's true. And this gun shoots, and I'm able to get target acquisition quickly. And if you put this reticle in the center of the scope on the turkey's neck where it goes in his body, he's dead. Mm-hmm. He's dead. And I got it sighted in where if he's 10 yards or 40 yards, I put it on his neck and he's dead. And so, because I can see it through scope, so I recommend that. It's just, look, the dots are good, but you got a battery, you got another thing to go wrong. The other thing, I got an email from a guy. You do not need rangefinders to turkey hunt. If you need to pick up a rangefinder, see how far a turkey is, if you can shoot him, you shouldn't be turkey hunting. Sorry. You don't need that. And leave the binoculars alone, unless you're hunting out west. Leave the binoculars at home. I've seen so many turkeys run off with guys with me, got to raise up with the binoculars. If you got to see him in the binoculars, he's not close enough to shoot. Right, Vogler?
Exactly.
I mean,
did Murray set these up for you?
Yeah, Murray. Anderson's Services put my 20 together. This is a long time ago. We shoot them. And when we come back for the next media hunt and deer hunt, we go to Murray's, to the gun range, Anderson Services in Mountain View, and we go through the guns, and he shoots them and does a great job. Does a really good job with the stuff. But what a great turkey gun. Now, this is heavy and big, and that's why I'm going to the 20-gauge. You know, I love the 20-gauge. When you're doing cameras and stuff and equipment, it's much easier to take a smaller, lighter gun like that.
Hey, Ray, talking about seeing through the gun. If folks want to see these guns, they can check out the Thinking Woodsman Facebook page. We are live streaming this segment. So you can see Ray. Yeah. You can see Matty G. You can see the Vogler. You can see the guns.
And this is my turkey gun. And some guys on Facebook made fun of me. You got a scope on your turkey gun? What do you need a scope for it? Let me tell you, there's no missing with this setup. And the other thing about this gun, Vogler, you know this. Whenever I go on these hunts with the media people and it's Mossberg sponsored, I hand them my gun because I know it's on and I know it shoots and it's a Mossberg. And it's got an Indian Creek choke tube and the pattern is unbelievable. And anybody that has used this gun I'm holding right here, right now, on a turkey hunt, any of the writers, any of the editors, anybody I let use it, they kill a turkey with it. If they shoot, they kill a turkey. And that's been 100% with this gun. So why would I use anything else? I can't see the sights.
No, that's just an amazing system, you know, and thinking about it, when you set everything up, it's going to work. You know, just take the time and spend a little bit of the time and maybe a little few bucks to have it set up the right way.
Yeah, and with fall turkey season, I want to talk a little bit about the guns like that and make sure you pattern those guns. And when you pattern a gun, set down against a tree like you're hunting in pattern and shoot it like that. Don't shoot it from a bench. But if you're going to sight it in, put it in a bench rest, put it where it's in a vise. And sight it in. But then when you shoot it again before you go hunting, sit down against a tree, wear the same clothes you're going to wear turkey hunting, and shoot at a patterning board like that. And that's the best way to pattern these guns.
Remember a few years ago when I didn't listen to you and I had a bent choke?
When did you ever listen to me?
I had a bent choke and I was shooting feet on turkeys.
You did shoot them in the feet.
Yes, I did.
Old Limpy. He's still out there. I guess old Limpy's still out there.
You know, that was one of the more disturbing
things. Did you see
things?
That stupid thing about the pedals, the bear? The people, you see, I emailed that to you. You didn't see that. You didn't put it in the news this morning.
When did you send it to me?
Never
yesterday.
That sounds like a no. We'll talk about that. Let's take a break, Matty G. So with that, we're going to take a break, and we'll see you all on the other side, baby.
But I don't know about that. Many times we've loved, we've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough.